We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Thank you, Eric, for that entertaining and professional update. We appreciate it. Now let's give you, because Bob, did you know that Eric was one of the few people, the only media person in town that
picked
I
the Islanders.
With picked the Islanders.
He's a big hockey guy, and you could tell. He knew what they were. I think we all knew that they were capable, but it's just stunning to think sweep of any sort.
With the ease they did it, yes.
So,
yes.
But you were right on.
Given the fact that you're hot right now, right? You're seeing the keys here.
I'm seeing them.
Steelers' first round pick will be?
I was thinking tight end the other day.
Oh, wow.
But everybody's saying this Murphy kid from Washington, the cornerback.
Yeah, just saw where Fowler said a lot of people telling him he's the best corner in the draft.
Because Greedy Williams is a malcontent, so they're going to stay away from him. Wouldn't that be great if they drafted a guy whose reputation is a malcontent after everything we've just gone through? That would be priceless.
And then if he asked out before he ever got here?
That would be priceless.
Starts ripping Ben?
I still think they're going to there's a chance they're going to move up. I still think there's a chance they're going to move up. And I think the player that they'll take will be Burns, the outside linebacker from Florida State.
That's who Ray Fittipaldo had on his last mock draft.
I feel really good because Ray does his homework on this stuff.
But
then he changed.
Well, thank you, Eric, first of all. We appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome.
And all credit to you for that Islanders pick. Here's the thing, gentlemen. Bob Pompiani in studio all day with Cook and Joe. Is that there's teams, specifically Denver, Cincy, who are looking closely at those same guys, one Devin Bush, one Brian Burns. And I think a lot of people feeling like Devin White's going to go to Tampa at 5. I just read two, Peter King's mock draft and Albert Breer, two guys that I respect very much. They both are saying that Tampa Bay and Devin White is looking like a done deal basically here.
They're not going to trade up that far,
I wouldn't think. And then with Denver at 10 and Cincy at 11, you still have to move up pretty significantly. Probably to 9. You probably have to trade with Buffalo. Maybe they can redo that big chest trade, huh, Ron? Revisit that?
Big chest poo-pooed it.
You might have to move up to 9 to get Devin Bush, honestly, because the Broncos are next.
You know how much that would cost to go to the top 10? It would cost an awful lot.
It would cost.
Based on what they've done in other previous trade-ups.
Your first-round pick, and then what?
And then a second, third.
A fourth, something like
second,
that.
Second, third, fourth, whatever, combination. Or
would
more.
You do it?
Or more. Yes, I would do it because they have the ammunition to do it with 10 picks. I would do it too. But
would you, Ron?
I would.
Ed Bouchette's
they need it. They need
out
it.
Of it.
Bouchette says no way. Those picks are too valuable.
Which picks?
The ones you're talking about trading away to trade up.
All right. Well, if you do that, then you should trade down and get more of those
sure
valuable picks.
That wouldn't
picks.
Be a way to go. Although,
well,
how many picks can you
have?
They
like
already have.
No, I'm talking about flip some of those seventh and sixth rounders. If you're going to trade down, I want someone second and third, and I'll give you a fifth, sixth, seventh. Or you know what I mean?
Move get a really good
have
player.
Two number
get a
two.
Really good player.
It's going to
that
be,
should be priority
here it
number
is.
One here.
It's Marquise Brown, Antonio's cousin. Not only will that happen, but he will be in the starting lineup. Antonio will fly in the day before to be at the game so that he can, because he plays on Monday night. He'll have a special arrangement.
Is
with
he off your board?
Yes.
No matter what.
No matter what, I'm not taking.
Is he off your board, Ron? Big chest cousin.
Marquise?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't even
period.
Do it for
they
Giggles.
Don't need to do that anyway.
No way.
But they have other needs. To me, it'd be a cornerback. If I can't trade up, I'm going cornerback because they need cornerback. I don't care who they sign, and Nelson may be fine and an upgrade, but I want more.
Well, Breer writes that the meat of – or no, this is one executive talking to him. The meat of this draft is day two and day three. The second to fourth round is where it's at. Once we get by that first level, that elite, the elite guys, to me, it's all the same.
Yeah, I saw
that tells me.
If you, who said that?
AFC executive. Gil
Brandt said
Breer.
Like the first 15 to 17 are special, and then he said the next 17 through 45 are basically the same.
So to me, move up and get somebody special. Move up and take a chance on special. And then you still have a ton of picks.
And you still could be blocked out. Now, Cincinnati, as you mentioned, picked way ahead of the Steelers. They want one of those Devins.
Or Brian Burns, who can't have
okay, but my point is, if you there's a danger moving up and somebody still gets what you want, so you have to make absolute sure on that. So if that's the truth, if it's meteor in second, third, and fourth, then you would trade down. I don't see a problem with that if I can get more in that in those rounds and give up fifth, sixth, seventh. But I think it's going to be a crazy draft. I think you're going to see a ton of trades. And I still can't believe that Cliff Kingsbury is going to take Kyler Murray. I still can't believe it.
You don't believe that? Do you, Ron?
And the reason I don't is because they just invested all this money into Rosen.
Who cares?
I understand, but then how do you trade him? Because he's an unknown quantity, really. You don't know what he is. How can you get and maximize your return for him?
Right. All the experts I see say that Murray is exactly what the style they want to play.
But initially, this coach was hired to help Rosen. That's why he was brought in, because he's that kind of.
But what if they simply think that Murray's better?
Okay, fine. Well, that's just a wasted. Because if you trade for him, if you trade Rosen away, what are you going to get? What do you think you'll get?
Who cares?
Who cares? You just spent all that money and a number one pick.
I know. You have to get quarterback right.
But how about if he's good eventually? He had a rough first year. Okay,
but if the other guy's better, then it doesn't matter what happens to Rosen. You take him.
He has his shortcomings too, you know. I mean, I get it, but I just think that's such a bad maneuver by an organization that just gave a really high pick to a quarterback, gave him a ton of money that comes with that pick, and now they're going to move on from him. It's just a lot of waste.
I would if I determined the other kid was better.
If the coach loves the other player, you got to go with the other player.
I hear you, and it's probably going to happen. It's just a bad organizational look in my – now, if Murray is terrific, comes in and does what Mayfield does or somebody else, then fine. But if he doesn't
– Mahomes.
Now what?
Second pick, most people have Nick Bosa going to the Niners. That makes sense, right? Man, mm-hmm. Would Josh Allen look good with the Steelers, huh? King has him going sixth to the Giants. He would look really good on this team. And I wouldn't be averse at all to taking a pass rush. I mean, that's what Brian Burns is too, right?
Yeah, but they committed to Dupree, and I'm not so sure. What does that say? Anyway?
Yeah, but Dupree's only going to be there one more year probably.
I know. Still a lot of money.
Unless he turns into Lawrence Taylor, and then he's going to outprice you anyway, right?
You would think.
Yeah, I don't know. I there are so many needs on defense that I can't see any offensive players taking.
That was my question for you and Ron. Is I think it was the coffee talking, Ron, on Friday, and I've since quit, by the way.
You were out of control.
DK Metcalf.
You say DK?
Yeah.
Metcalf.
He intrigues me a lot to see them line up week one with him at receiver or an offensive player in general, whether it's one of these tight ends they say is going to go high or a different receiver. I'm not quite as gung-ho as I was on Friday about this, but if it presents itself that you could take a chance, a little bit of a chance, on a high-end talent like Metcalf, then you still have all those picks to go defense, you know what I mean, in what Breer calls the meat of the draft. So I'd be tempted. You?
You know, I don't know. There are so many, it's like a jigsaw puzzle. If someone drops to you that you think is better than what was available and he's not a position you wanted, yes, I think that I could see that. But I just, the defense has so many glaring needs to me, and this team is being held back a lot by defense and not being able to get off the field in fourth quarter of games, giving up long drives because they can't make plays. And it's funny for a team that had so many sacks that they can't turn it into turnovers, but they don't. So they need people who can do that. So I'm going to look there until.
But aren't there plenty of chances to get guys like
that?
Yeah,
but maybe not the ones you want.
Maybe not. But yeah, of course, it depends on who's highest on their board. What if it is Metcalf? What if it is a receiver, Ron, or a tight end?
I'm not opposed to taking the receiver. If he's your guy on your board at that time, I would prefer defensive help.
Why do you think they brought in six running backs to be interviewed, the most of any position?
Well, they need a running back,
yeah,
don't they?
I know, but that's an awful lot.
In the first round, though.
No, I know that. And quite frankly, the two they have right now are third and sixth round picks. So. And that's one of the reasons why Le'Veon Bell made a mistake, because people aren't going to pay for first round in the free agent market the way they once did, because there's too many other people coming up. So I understand that. It just seems like an awful lot of interviews for running backs.
They have so many interviews they can do. It doesn't matter. I mean,
I know, disproportionate to me with what their needs are. That's just me.
Well, why not interview a bunch of running backs if you're going to take one at some point?
Why not interview more cornerbacks?
I don't know. I'm not keep. How many have they interviewed?
Six.
How many corners?
I think four.
Big news coming out of the pre-draft meeting. Like anything is big news. Colbert and Tomlin signing the cornerback Nelson, the linebacker Barron, and the wide receiver Moncrief, quote, doesn't preclude us from doing anything from a draft standpoint. They're saying if it's a linebacker, a wide receiver, or a cornerback they like, they'll still draft them.
Makes sense to me. Now, Peter King and Albert Breer have the same guy, the Steelers taking at number 20, and it's somebody I hadn't seen in a single mock draft yet, but they've got the same guy. I'll tell you who
is
it is.
Is that a tease? Wow.
Nice
you have
tease.
Become
Wasn't
Mr.
That a nice tease?
Tease. That's a tease.
Bob, huh?
And
like
if
that?
I'm riding around, you know what I do when I hear a tease like that? Even if I've reached my destination.
Pulling over.
I pull over, or I sit in the car.
I'll be doing the nightly sports call any day now, Bob, doing your job over there. Me and Cookie there, too. We'll have you as a guest. Don't worry.
I'll be a guest on my own show. What are you doing to me?
412-928-9370.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.